How do you approach patients who present with a primary and metastatic disease in colon cancer?
I certainly consider the possibility of not sending them to upfront surgery, because if the tumor is particularly on the right side where the risk of obstruction is reasonably low and they don't demonstrate any obstructive symptoms, there really isn't any obvious bleeding, I'm not concerned about perforation. And I think that actually in those circumstances, sending them to resection would just delay the necessity of starting systemic therapy. So I would start them on a chemotherapy bevacizumab regimen without sending them to resection. I know that some people are concerned about the possibility that perforation might occur if the primary is in place, but you know, really that data has not been borne out. That is, having the primary has not been shown to be a risk factor for a GI perforation in the use of bevacizumab. So I think in patients where sometimes it's left-sided, you worry about obstruction, there are symptoms of obstruction, bleeding is a consideration, there are circumstances where, yes, I would say the primary should be removed, but I don't think that should be 100% of patients.